This is NPR's Life in Berlin. The inauguration of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States is around the corner. It's no secret that a majority of Germans believe his presidency will worsen the transatlantic relationship. With me is Suda David Wilp, senior fellow with the German Marshall Fund in Berlin. Suda, we got a glimpse of what Mr. Trump's priorities are at his press conference last week. How was it received in Germany?
I'm not sure we really got an idea of his priorities during the press conference. After listening to some of the nomination hearings, there are a lot of contradictions that are arising with what President-elect Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail. So it still remains to be seen what actual policies will bubble up. With regard to the style of the press conference, I do believe it was quite surprising for many people, not just in Germany, but also in the United States.
One thing we did see, Donald Trump's ongoing hostile relationship with the media, which is also true for Germany's far-right anti-immigrant party Alternative für Deutschland, the AfD. Just a few days ago, the AfD banned all German public broadcasters from a European right-wing party's conference that they will host. What impact will the Trump presidency have on Germany's AfD party?
President-elect Trump has certainly emboldened right-wing forces in Europe. So I do think that the AfD will look at his campaign tactics and try to infuse his language and his actions in the run-up to the German elections this September.
Donald Trump dismissed all of Obama's ambassadors. In Berlin, U.S. Ambassador to Germany John Emerson said in his farewell address at the American Academy that German-American relations go far beyond the name or political affiliation of the current president. Do you think the relationship between Germany and the U.S. is strong enough to withstand the possible difficulties that might be brought on by the incoming administration?
I certainly do. It won't be easy. I think that after the NSA revelations in 2013, popular opinion about the United States definitely sank in Germany. I don't necessarily think the Trump administration will be a bomb for this. But I do think the German-U.S. relationship is stronger.
Okay, and that's also after his recent comments to the German newspaper Bild, where he criticizes Angela Merkel for her immigration policy. He says that she made a catastrophic mistake.
You know, I think that President-elect Trump recognizes Angela Merkel's power in Europe and in beyond Europe. I do believe both leaders realize that they are not there for the long haul, and the German-American relationship will endure no matter who sits in the chancellery in Berlin and who sits in the White House in Washington.
Suda David Wilp is a senior fellow with the German Marshall Fund in Berlin. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.